The Palestinians vote for Hamas. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We know that democracy leads to peace between nations. We know that because we've heard it repeatedly. We heard it in 2003.
Everywhere that freedom takes hold, terror will retreat.
We heard it in 2004.
Free governments in the Middle East will fight terrorists instead of harboring them.
And we heard it a lot in 2005.
And because democracies respect their own people and their neighbors, the advance of freedom will lead to peace.
In fact, we heard it again just this morning.
Democracy can open up the world's eyes to reality.
The concept of spreading democracy through the Middle East has support at the very highest levels in this country. It's just the results that we don't support.
The United States does not support political parties that want to destroy our ally Israel.
Yes, there was this teensy-weensy problem with the way democracy worked out in this case. The Palestinian people have just voted democratically for the elimination of Israel. But we know that not all democracies are the same. They reflect the soul of the nation doing the voting.
And when the soul of a nation finally speaks, the institutions that arise may reflect customs and traditions very different from our own.
And sure enough, Hamas does indeed have customs and traditions very different from our own. Its affinity for personal explosives, for example. But the people voted, democracy has taken root, and now that Hamas has political power, perhaps it will go straight. Perhaps seek the elimination of Israel through peaceful means. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.